Welcome to the Manuel Whitechapel Broadcast, a message of hope and inspiration. Join us on a journey of spiritual growth, power, and authority as we explore the depths of faith and navigate the complexities of life. Join Manuel Whitechapel as we seek guidance, wisdom, and direction of God's Word. Let's walk together in the light of love and understanding. Manuel Whitechapel, where every life is celebrated with dignity and respect. And now, today's voice of empowerment by Dr. Emmanuel Mitchell.
Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we gather to explore the topic that speaks to the very heart of our journey as Christians. Now, the theme, which is walking in the light of God. This theme is rich in the spiritual significance and metaphorical depth and practical application to our daily lives. The scriptures, replete with reference to light, darkness, and call to the walk in the brilliance of God's presence. We delve into this message by encouraging you to open your hearts to the Holy Spirit. May we be transformed by the renewal of our minds as we reflect on what it means to walk in the light of God. Let us discover how this walk not only guides us in our daily lives, but also impacts our communities, our relationship, and our witness in the world around us. Now, the biblical foundation of the light. In the Bible, we talk about the light, which is often used by the symbol of God's presence, His holiness, and His truth. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, people spoke light into existence, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. This divine light not only marked by the beginning of creation, but also represented by the goodness and order that God brings to a chaotic world. As we move through the scriptures, we find God is existence and constantly associated with light. Psalm 27 verse 1 declares, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" In this verse, we see that the light is not just a physical phenomenon, but a spiritual reality, providing hope, guidance, and security. Moreover, in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus proclaims, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Here, Jesus identifies himself as the ultimate source of light. He illuminates our path, guides our decisions, and our dispels in the darkness of sin and despair. As Christians, we have to understand this very condition, that is the darkness of sin, to truly appreciate the importance of walking in the light. We must understand the nature of darkness. In spiritual terms, darkness represents sin, ignorance, and separation from God. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, Apostle Paul writes, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as the children of light." This verse encapsulates our transformation through Christ, moving from the state of darkness into His marvelous light. Sin as a way of distorting our vision and leading us astray. It blinds us to reality and causes us to stray from God's intended path for our lives. As we indulge in sin, we may feel momentarily thrilled, but ultimately we find ourselves lost, confused, and devoid of true joy. The darkness can seem enticing, but we must remember that it leads us to spiritual death and separation from God. the call to walk in the light. We have to recognize the light. The steps in walking in the light is recognizing it. We must acknowledge that the light that is found in Jesus Christ, in John chapter 1, verse 5 to 7, that is in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to 7, and we read, "This is the message that we have heard from him, and we declare to you, God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. As we proclaim to have fellowship with him, and yet walk in darkness, we live and do not live out of the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, purifies us all from our sin." Recognizing that as the light means understanding his teaching, his character, and his saving grace, we must immerse ourselves in the word of God, allowing it to illuminate in our thoughts and in our action. Living the light, walking in the light requires action. It is a deliberate choice to align yourselves with God's will. In Romans chapter 12, verse 13, in Romans chapter 13 and verse 12, Paul urges us to put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. This means rejecting the temptation and the sinful behavior that seeks to entrap us, and instead embracing righteousness, love, and purity. Walking in the light may also necessitate accountability, surrounding ourselves with fellow believers who will encourage us and hold us accountable can also help us to focus in our walk with God. The community is vital in nurturing our faith journey. One thing we have to do as Christians is also to reflect on the light. And reflecting in the light means a lot to the believer. We are called to reflect into one another. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16 reminds us, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." Our lives should be a testimony to transformative power of Christ. As we embody his love and righteousness, we shine in his light into a dark world. Our words, actions, and attitude must reflect the goodness of God, drawing others to him. As Christians, we need a transformative power in walking in the light of God. Walking in the light of God is not merely about moral behavior. It transforms our spirituality, our emotions, and our mental ability. We need to be free from sin. When we walk in the light, we find freedom. John 8, verse 32 states that, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The light brings truth in our lives, allowing us to confront the darkness of sin. Acknowledging our struggles and bringing them into the light provides an opportunity for healing and for transformation. Confidence and assurance. As we walk in the light, we are given confidence and we are assured that the light provides direction, that God's light, we find clarity in choices and confidence in our identity as children of God. Not longer do we need to walk in fear or uncertainty. He guides our steps. Psalm 119, verse 105 tells us, Your word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path. As Christians, we have to walk in the light of God. We should not allow the adversary to divide us. Neither should we allow any darkness into our path of life. We have to believe in God that in everything that we do, it is God who protects us and it is God who is for us. We need to be a reflection of the character of Jesus Christ. By so doing, we also have to abide by the joy and the peace of Christ. Walking in the light does not only bring us about a sense of joy, peace that transcends circumstances. In His presence, we experience fullness of joy. As we dwell in His light, we cultivate an eternal state of peace rooted in our relationship with Him. One thing that we need to know is about the light of God and our relationship with Him. Walking in the light profoundly impacts our relationship with others. It brings transparency. The light of God brings transparency to our interaction, our relationship. This means open and honest about our struggles and triumphs. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 encourages us to speak truthfully to one another. Transparency fosters trust and deeper connection. As Christians, we have to forgive, or we need to show forgiveness and reconciliation as we walk in the light of God. Walking in the light of God compels us to forgive and seek reconciliation. Colossians chapter 3 verse 13 instructs us to forgive as the Lord forgave you. Living in the light means letting go of every bitterness and extending grace, just as we have received the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to unite in the Spirit of God. The light of Christ unites us as His body. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 says that make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. We are called to walk together in harmony, supporting one another as we navigate life's challenges. As Christians, we need to impact the light that we carry onto the world. As we walk in the light, our influence extends beyond our immediate circles. The world around us is in desperate need of hope and truth that is found in Jesus Christ. One has to be witnesses unto another. Our lives serve as testimony to those who do not yet know Christ, but we reflect the light of Christ. We become beacons of hope. Our kindness, integrity, and love can draw others to seek the source of joy that is Jesus Christ Himself. We need to also confront darkness. That walking in the light empowers us to confront the darkness in our society. We are called to be voices for justice, compassion, and truth. As we stand against injustice, speak out against oppression, and extend love to the marginalized, we shine a light of God's heart for humanity. As Christians, we have to be agents of change. And being agents of change, the light compels us to action. We should not be passive observers in our communities, but instead, we must engage lovingly and boldly, seeking to bring about positive change, whether it's serving the hungry, caring for the sick, or advocating for the voiceless. Our actions can reflect the love of Christ. As Christians, I want you to understand that walking in the light of God is very important. You cannot walk in the light of God and sin. You need to be a Christian and you need to accept the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the only kingdom that can guarantee and secure love, peace, joy, hope. I want you to understand that as Christians and as believers, we cannot continue to sin. We cannot continue to abide by the kingdoms of the devil and by the things of the world. We need to walk in the light of God. We need to walk in the light of God to enable us to do things right. Why will you walk in the kingdom of darkness? The kingdom of darkness can only assure you death. The kingdom of darkness has nothing to offer than destruction, than sex, than immorality, than any other thing that does not stand in the light of God. As Christians, I want you to come into the light of God. I want you to come into the kingdom of God. I want you to walk in the light of God. It is only the light of God that can be a true reflection in your life. It is only the light of God that will equip you and enable you to walk in absolute righteousness. You cannot walk in sin and expect God to fight for you. You cannot walk in sin and expect God to deal with certain things for you. We pray that as you walk in the light of God, we pray that as you walk in the precepts of God, we pray that as you walk in the kingdom of God, God himself will shield you. God himself will equip you. God himself will speak for you. God himself will enable you to come out of every place that you have in place. We pray that may you come out of every struggle. We pray that may you come out of every darkness. We pray that may you come out of every situation. That darkness shall not encamp you. That darkness shall not enslave you. We pray, oh Lord, that anything that you are contending with, we pray that every darkness, oh Lord, that is not of God, that you are walking it, we pray that you will not slip. We pray that you will not stumble and fall, but God himself will lift you up. Nothing shall kill you. As you've listened to this message, we pray that may the hand of the Lord rescue you from every iniquity. We pray that may the hand of the Lord rescue you from every sin. We pray that you will not dwell in the sin of the world. We pray that you will not walk in the lust of the flesh. We pray that you will not sit in the seat of the scornful, but then the hand of the Lord will rescue you. We pray that you will not be trapped. We pray that the enemy will not get you. We pray that the hand of Satan shall not possess you and take you by surprise. We pray that may the Lord, we pray that may Jesus rescue you from every situation. Whatever the enemy is planning to do, to destroy you, to kill you, to bring you into a state that you will think that there's nothing more to do. We pray that may the Spirit and may the presence of God walk in you. We pray that may the Spirit of God dwell in you. May that light of God, that darkness does not comprehend, let that light penetrate. Let the light of Christ penetrate into every area of your life that darkness will not be able to understand. We declare that every darkness that is not of God shall not stand over your life. We pray that every darkness in your job, we pray against every darkness that is not of God in your business, every darkness that is not of God in your family shall not prevail. We pray against every darkness, oh Lord. Every darkness, oh Lord, shall not stand still. Every darkness shall not contend with your marriage. Every darkness shall not contend with your ministry. Every darkness shall not contend with your business. Your business shall not be a failure, but then the light of God shall root out your business, that your businesses will be rescued by the light of God. We pray that may the light of God dwell with you. We pray that may the light of God be with you. We pray that may the presence of God be with you. We pray that may the Spirit of God dwell with you in the name of Jesus, that every darkness darkness that you have found yourself surrounded by, let the light of God disperse it in the name of Jesus. For the Bible says that they may gather, but not by thee. But whosoever gathers against us, we scatter in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus, we pray that every darkness that is not of God planted in your family, we declare that that darkness is uprooted in the name of Jesus. We pray that that darkness, O Lord, shall not stand. We pray that that darkness, O Lord, shall not stand the test of time. We pray that that darkness, O Lord, shall not prevail in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. O Lord, we pray that may the Spirit of God dwell in you. We pray that may the presence of God fill you with power and authority. It does not matter the place you find yourself, but I pray into every area of your life, and I pray that may the light of God penetrate into it. We pray that may the presence of God be with you. We pray that the presence of God will be with your family, that you walk in divine light, that the light of God shall not be interrupted by the agenda and the will and the purpose of the adversary. We pray that may the light of God help you to prosper. May the light of God, in the name of Jesus, Zadosa Ikada, Labandori Ikatosa, Lizadosa Levedeme, in the name of Jesus, we pray, O Lord, that the light of God will propel you into a higher realm and dimension to fulfill God's will and purpose. We pray that the light of God shall walk into every darkness, dispersing the imagination of the wicked, destroying the will of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Lekadosa kata tabonda ikade selevende padusa rimasu atanda labrianda. As we strike, O Lord, the realms of the spirit, we declare that every darkness in every corner of the spirit, every darkness in the marine kingdom, every darkness, O Lord, on earth that is not of God, we declare, let that darkness relinquish its authority and power over you. You will not walk in sin, neither shall you walk in iniquity. Sin will not engulf you. The Spirit of God is with you. You will walk in the shadow of death, and the light of God is for you. Surely your cup will run over. Your cup will run over. It does not matter what the enemy has planned. It does not matter the kind of darkness they've laid before you. It does not matter the kind of darkness they have released in the realms of the spirit. Darkness of prison, darkness of drugs, darkness of masturbation, darkness of every situation, darkness of lies, darkness of drugs, darkness of prostitution. We declare, let every darkness that is not of God be uprooted. Let every place that is dark, O Lord, be shaken in the name of Jesus. We shake every ground of darkness. We shake every place of darkness. We declare that the darkness of the earth and the darkness that contends with your life shall not fight you. We declare that the light of God shall destroy and break asunder the darkness of the world in the name of Jesus, that you will walk in the world of righteousness, peace, and joy, that you will walk in the world of grace and favor, that the presence of God will be for you and not the presence of darkness in the name of Jesus. We pray that may you not only be engulfed by the light of God. We pray that may the light of God not only speak for you. We pray that may the light of God not only be there for you, but the light of God shall surely be there for your generation unborn and be there for every issue that concerns you. We pray that may the presence of and the peace of God be with you. We pray that may the power of God shield you. We pray that may the hand of the Lord be there for you. We pray that may the Lord equip you with all power and authority, that the darkness of the earth, O Lord, shall not respond to your light that you carry. I pray that the presence of God will be with you. We pray that may the light of God, that darkness does not comprehend, shall surely prevail over your life. We pray that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will be there for you. We pray that the Spirit of God, we pray that the Spirit of God shall be with you. We pray that the Spirit of God shall turn your situation around. We pray that the presence of God shall fortify you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Beloved brothers and sisters, as we walk in the light of God, we pray that may the hand of God be with you. We pray that may the Spirit of God guide you. We pray that may the light of God that brings understanding be a true reflection of your character. We pray that may the righteousness and the transparency and the love of God be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now let us be satisfied with simply knowing about the light that you walk actively in, that the light of God will be for you. Thank you very much for listening to this sermon. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord guide you. And may the Lord keep you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
For more information, visit www.manuelwhitechapel.org or info@manuelwhitechapel.org. You can also visit our social media handles at Manuel White Chapel. As you have listened to this broadcast, may the blessings of Yahweh be upon you. May the words shared in this podcast empower you to walk in faith, hope, and authority. Remember, you are strong and you are capable of overcoming any obstacle. Go forth sharing the joy and peace that resides within you. Until next time, may God's grace be your guide, and may His love be your constant companion. Amen.